Matthew 6, verses 7 through 13. When you pray, don't pour out a flood of empty words, as the Gentiles do. They think that by saying many words, they'll be heard. Don't be like them, because your Father knows what you need before you ask. Pray like this. Our Father, who is in heaven, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom so that your will is done on earth as it's done in heaven. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive us for the ways we have wronged you, just as we also forgive those who have wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. May the Lord add his understanding to these verses. Thanks be to God.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Donna. Each morning during the week, as best I can, and sometimes Saturdays and rarely on Sundays, I have a sort of set pattern for the way that I start the day. Hopefully I have remembered to set the timer on the coffee pot so that when I walk out, it's ready to go. You probably have had those experiences where you forget. And I pour a cup of coffee, and I turn on some relaxing music on the CD player or on Spotify. If it's chilly, I grab a blanket, and I sit down in the recliner with my end table next to me, with my Bible and my journal and my devotion book, whatever I'm doing. Usually, a dog jumps up on my lap. That's part of my kind of my thing. And sometimes a cat on the other side. I can usually fit two animals. I have three. And it's really not complete until somebody joins me in that time. And this time and this space in the morning is my kingdom. This is the one time in my entire day that I have complete control, for the most part, of what is happening. It's my little sphere of control, my little bubble, my little kingdom. I have my stuff, I have my comforts, and I have set aside the time for this little kingdom time that I get to have. When the schedule is too harried and I don't get that much time, I feel like I've lost control of my schedule. And I've lost control not being able to go into that little space that I have set aside. I have claimed my kingdom, and it is there that I get to focus and get to be centered. And when I don't get my little kingdom time, I feel lost. We all have space in our homes, in our lives, that we claim. Some people have a man cave, maybe, or a reading room, a reading nook, a place where you have the sole control of the TV. That might be your kingdom, your sphere of control. And it's in this place that we find comfort and we feel some semblance of control as the world around us sort of spirals out of control on a regular basis. It might be a physical place for you, or it just might be something that you feel inside, that you just go to on the inside, maybe your happy place on the inside. We continue today to explore the Lord's Prayer. And today we're going to just talk about the real short beginning of the Lord's Prayer, specifically, Thy Kingdom Come. In this, we are going to, if we look at it another way, some of the scripture will say, Your Kingdom Come. And so, who are we referring to when we say, Thy Kingdom Come? God, right. God. God's kingdom come. We are praying to God, and so God is the thy, God is the your. But what do we mean as we try to understand thy kingdom come? What is God's kingdom? So if you remember when I talked about my little kingdom, It's our place where we have this sphere of control, this place where we have the authority over what's happening in that space. And so what is God's authority? What is God's kingdom like? So let's first talk about God's kingdom, and then we'll talk about where is God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a place that reflects God's character. Things go the way God wishes in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is filled with peace and joy and grace and light. In God's kingdom, all people honor all people. Kind of like Dusty was talking about in his children's time, that children tend to reach out to other children and play regardless of who they are. In God's kingdom, there is no cheating and there's no hatred and there's no bitterness or anger. What does that sound like? Heaven, right? Yeah, it sounds like heaven. Probably is heaven. Because guess what? It's hard to find those things here, isn't it? And at times, it's hard to find a place that has all of that. So in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." Right, so we're saying on earth and in heaven. God's kingdom is in heaven, and it's somewhere else too. Where is it? On earth, right. The prayer says, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." Sometimes that can be confusing as we think about God's kingdom. We sometimes think about God's kingdom to come, the kingdom that we will experience after we die, when we go into heaven, when our soul goes to heaven after we die. God's kingdom is also among us here on earth, and it's in heaven. It's kind of one of those both and things. The now is God's kingdom on earth, and it's already here. It's already in our midst. In fact, we hope that it's in this place and this time at this moment. And it is also always yet to come. So the perfection of heaven will not ever be completed here on earth, though we strive for it to happen. But for it to be completely, completely heaven, it will not be until we are actually in heaven. So it's not quite arrived, and yet it's already kind of here. And we won't experience its completeness until we get to heaven. In Matthew 3:2, it says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." That's kind of the now. Repent. It's here now. Repent. God's kingdom is here and now. But also, Scripture says that the kingdom of God will not appear immediately into the world, in Luke. Jesus spent much of his ministry talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. He told parables about these things. Jesus said things like, the kingdom of heaven is like a banquet. The kingdom of heaven is like a great wedding feast. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who hired laborers to work in the field, and some started the day and some came late in the day. But the kingdom of heaven is like that. You can come now or you can come later. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, a tiny little seed that grows into something amazing. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is difficult for a rich person to enter. He said that wealth will prevent us from getting into heaven. Jesus also said that being like a child is a good way to enter the kingdom of heaven. So being like a child now can help us enter the kingdom that is here. And Jesus also said that we need to seek first the kingdom, and all our worldly needs will be met. My friends, the kingdom of God is active, and the kingdom of God is being revealed all the time to us. It's going on now on earth, and it's happening coincidingly at the same time in heaven. And yet, God's kingdom is not really a specific place. My kingdom in the mornings for my devotion time, I have a specific place. But God doesn't have a specific place. God has this entire realm, this realm, this reign of stuff that happens that is not contingent upon time or place or space. God's kingdom has always been and always will be. It started before the world was created, God's kingdom. And then God's reign continued through the people of Israel. God's God's kingdom continued into the person that was Jesus, who was baptized as God's son and who taught and performed miracles. God's kingdom continued as Jesus was hung on the cross and died and rose again. And God's kingdom will come again in final victory. That's God's promise. In the scripture, it tells us that Jesus will come again, Jesus' second coming. And then God's kingdom will finally be completely and utterly revealed in that second coming. But we don't live in that second coming because we don't know when it's going to happen. And so we live in the day-to-day. We live in the here and now. And so your kingdom come becomes our individual plea for a God that will come in and work on this earth, continue to work, especially because in this time and in this place and in this world, there are so many that oppose God. There are so many trying to work against God. Satan is at work in our world all the time. And so we ask for God's kingdom to come into our midst so that we can push out evil and hatred. The prayer asks for God to change the hearts of those who would oppose God, for God to change the hearts of those that bring evil into the world. It is humankind's misguided thinking, really, that brings on war and brings on hatred and violence and pain and suffering. And we've seen a lot of that in these last weeks and months in the reactions to the things going on in the United States and in the world. God's kingdom through Jesus Christ is prayed in order to keep humans safe from the evil that is out there, but also from the evil that invariably can dwell within us. As God's kingdom exists in the here and the now, humans turn their hearts to God. And then God can redeem human nature. God can redeem this world when our hearts turn to God, when we ask for the kingdom to come into our midst, and then we cling to that kingdom. The Lord's Prayer, although we say it together in worship, is actually a very personal prayer that is intended to be spoken from here, not from here. That we're intended to speak it directly from our heart. As you pray in the Lord's Prayer, in whatever way, whatever version, however you pray it, are you honoring God's name? Are you doing God's will, or are you doing your own will? Because thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will be done. That's a hard thing to do. Sometimes we want our will to be done, and yet God says, let my will be done. Are you being faithful to God, or are you rebelling against God at the heart level, at the maybe in the ways that you behave, in the choices that you make? As we pray Jesus' prayer, we must be prepared to live Jesus' prayer. It's only when we submit our heart and our lives to Jesus' authority and we follow the guidance that is in Scripture, the guidance that is in that prayer, that we can experience peace in our days here on earth. Thy kingdom come is a direct way for us to experience God's peace in our lives. My friends, who will be the Lord of your life? What does it look like if you invite the kingdom into your heart? Will you be seeing things as God sees them? When the kingdom of heaven, when the kingdom of God is in our midst, God's kingdom becomes visible in the ways that we reach out in our community. It becomes visible at shared blessings when servers go beyond sharing food and start building relationship with the people that come. The kingdom of God comes into our midst when, and it exists when teachers of Sunday school in all ages share the love of Christ with their students. The kingdom of God exists when leaders gather with youth and love them unconditionally, even as sometimes youth are difficult to love. God's kingdom comes into our midst. It comes into our darkness. It comes into our despair, and it brings us comfort, and it brings us peace, and it brings us hope. Thy kingdom come is a prayer that can change the heart of all who pray it earnestly. It then moves out to those surrounding us, and then out from them. To pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," is to surrender your heart in order to allow God to have reign over your life, to allow your kingdom to be God's kingdom. Christ wants to dwell in our lives, and that should happen not just when we worship on Sunday, but between Sundays. God's kingdom should go with us to the grocery store. It should go with us to school. It should go with us to our work. It should go with us when we work out at the gym, when we go to sporting events or musical performances. This is a prayer that's meant to be lived in our lives. When it's taken to heart, it can change our hearts, change our community, and it can change the world. And it happens one person at a time as it comes from the inside and goes forward from there. Luke 17 says, "The kingdom of God is in your midst." We were created to be God's partners with God in God's kingdom. My prayer is that you will let God's will be done, that you will be God's partner in ministry in the way that you live your life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is God's prayer for us. Pray it from your heart. Amen.